I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkey's Malatya Christian Bookstore murders reads like a James Patterson novel. But it's not fiction. It involves three Christian converts, religious freedom in Turkey, and 12 years of fighting for justice. Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor says 5 days ago,
the courts in Turkey have upheld the verdict that was issued against the five perpetrators of the tortures and murders of the three Christian men in Malatya.
It also reveals that Christians aren't treated the same as everybody else, especially converts from Islam.
The Turkish Christian community would also value prayer that God would continue to comfort and strengthen all of those who are affected by the murders and strengthen the Turkish Christian community as well. It's not an easy place to be a Christian, so prayer for God to be sustaining them.
And we'll end today with a question. What comes to mind when you hear the word generosity? Well, most people think about donations, and a quote-unquote generous donation is one with lots of zeros behind it. Scott Clifton, head of Farms International, offers a different perspective.
When we look at how Jesus talks about generosity, it's really an attitude of the heart, and it goes much deeper than just a financial gift. You look at the poor widow who gives two coins, and Jesus upholds this lady, and he says that this person has put in more than all the rich people have put in. She was giving out of her poverty while others were giving out of their surplus.
So donations are important, but generosity is about more than giving money. Connect with us online to learn more. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.